A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, we started. My friends of Las Vegas. Yeah! There we go. Come on. Welcome to Ups and Downs for Double or Nothing. Don't stand over there. Get the other side of the camera. Get involved. Get involved. It's the best time of the year. One, because I'm surrounded by my friends. And two, there will absolutely be some people watching this right now, not knowing what is going on. We're all friends, right? And did we all have a good time at the show? Right, so this is what we do when it comes to live ups and downs. So, what's going on, my friend?
Creating a backup against
the okay, we'll move. It doesn't matter if it's AEW. It doesn't matter if it's WWE. We create a fest. No. He's just doing his job. Cheer the man. Cheer him. There we go. We can move. We've all got legs. What's that? What have we got? Yes, there we go, my friend. You can have it up right there. Here's what we're going to try and do, as somebody is enjoying a very special cigarette. Here's what I want to do, giving this a live ups and downs. I see the sign. I appreciate you. I think we'll just keep moonwalking. I think, how far do we have to go away? Oh, just come in here. Oh, my gosh. They both got signs. Look at this. Give it a go. I don't know who that is. Sorry, I don't have a clue. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Where are you from?
California.
What's your name?
Emma.
What's your name?
Maxwell.
Emma and Maxwell, give it up for these people. Thank you so much. It means the world. I appreciate it. You want some ups? You want some ups? All right. All right.
We want ups.
Look at this. He's got a warm and fuzzy t-shirt on.
The best, Simon.
Remember, prowrestlingtees.com. / Simon Miller. I ain't meant to promote that stuff on the videos. I just did. Okay, let's get into the damn show, right? Let's do it. Here's how we're going to do it today. I ain't giving the ups and downs. You're giving the ups and downs. This video is already carnage. The people that hate these videos, they've already tuned off. So, no. Everyone's allowed to do what they want to do, but it means I get to take the finger of power. And I only get to do this a couple of times a year. The finger of power belongs to each and every single one of you.
Yeah!
So, I'm going to talk about a match. We're going to think about it, and we're either going to give it an up or we're going to give it a down. There will come a few matches where you then have the power to give it a golden up. But I will let you know when we get there.
So,
every time we're having nice occasions, I am feeling warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum. And what do people do? And what do people do? They chant Johnny Sins. Listen to me, Johnny. I'm not kind of prime on Johnny Sins. I'm not doing it. So we're going to start with the pre-show, right? Ethan Page and the Guns taking on the Hardys and Hook. I just want to say that I think... Imagine you walk around Las Vegas, right, having a good time, and you just hear people going, ass boys. One of two things is going to happen. One, you ignore it, or two, you're going to be like, sweet. And you're gonna... Right.
Open the
I thought, Vegas.
Exactly. I thought this was a really, really fun match. Mostly, I love everybody in it. I truly do. I think the Hardy Boys are legends. I think the Guns have a ton of potential. Hook is just my man. But Ethan Page. Oh, my gosh. Ethan Page. Make sure you check out Rampage Ups and Downs. Where those Ring of Honor Ups and Downs, where Ethan Page just saw us and he came and had a chat.
No.
I liked you anyway, Ethan Page. Now I love you. So what are we giving it? Also, I have a question for everyone. It's being debated about on the internet right now. So, Jeff Hardy went for the Whisper in the Wind. He may have made a mistake. We don't say botch on Ups and Downs. I don't like it. But now people are saying they've watched it back and they think it may have been legit. So, was it a mistake or was it real? Mistake?
Mistake.
Real?
Real.
That's right down the middle, Jeff. You're probably a really... I think you may be a really good wrestler. Right, so we then moved on to the actual pay-per-view itself, the Blackjack Casino Battle Royale. Now, there is no... I tried to make a bunch of notes here. It's impossible. But a few things that I do want to make out is seeing Commander do his rope walk live. It's absolutely tremendous. I thought it was great. I also enjoyed the fact we made sure we did some angle with Keith Lee and Swerve. That awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
I like
yeah,
the fact we did some angles with Ricky Starks and the Bullet Club. We had to do that too. But what we are going to do is we're just going to shift through right to the end because it came down to Orange Cassidy and Swerve Strickland. Flub me sideways. This was absolutely tremendous. I have told everyone how much I love Orange Cassidy. I said it once, I'll say it live. One of the best wrestlers in the world. You want to come with me? You want to come with me? You come with me. I don't care. And Swerve Strickland, goofy wrestling for life. GFW, baby. But I tell you this. Swerve Strickland.
Freshly squeezed.
Swerve Strickland, as good as he is one of the most underrated wrestlers on the entire planet. He's so good. Anyway, these two basically had a one-on-one match to air, and the finish was so good. After they had teased 100 times Orange Cassidy was going out, Orange Cassidy does his strike, just goes poop, and he kicks his arm, and he goes off. We're giving it an up, right? We're giving it an up. Phenomenal stuff, I tell you. Now I want a feud between Orange Cassidy and Swerve.
Oh, yeah.
I just do. That's what I want. Right, which we get to the, I'm going to say probably the only controversial part of the evening when it comes to an up and then a down. It's Chris Jericho versus Adam Cole on Sanction Match. The first 5 minutes of this were flipping tremendous. I didn't know what was going on. Sabu was jumping off flipping things through tables. He's like 79 years old or whatever he is. I don't know. Oh. Sorry? We've got to keep walking. We're going.
We'll go, it's okay.
Oh, it's all right, we just got to cross the road. This is where the joke came from. Why did Miller have to cross the road? So he didn't get arrested. But we just have to get past the police cars. What a sentence is that? And once we get past the police cars, this is the most nuts ups and downs ever.
Simon Miller.
Sorry, Phil. You make me feel too good. Yeah, I love you so much. I don't know what to do. I think, no, T-Mobile ain't getting it down. That poor guy just needs to do his job. I understand why he hates me. He'd be like, what's that about? Right, here's what I want to talk about. The first 5 minutes, I'm just going to stand here and we'll see what happens. I think we're okay. So, huh? Get out of the street, damn it. Did your parents not teach you anything? No one gets run over on ups and downs, all right? I feel guilty in my tum-tum. So, it was absolutely amazing, this first 5 minutes of Chris Jericho versus Adam Cole. The match itself, I thought, was so good. Chris Jericho is a flipping genius. At one point, he got hit with a fire extinguisher, and all of a sudden, he started fighting back, and I was like, it's not very Chris Jericho. And then, he is a wizard. But then he went all wibbly-wobbly and he fell down. I was like, oh, it's such good wrestling. However, when we got to the finish, we did basically a thing where Adam Cole had beaten Chris Jericho up so much, the referee stopped it. Now, this was an unsanctioned match. A lot of people tweeted me saying, Simon, I didn't think that was a very good finish. It was a little bit weak. And I was like, I will hear everybody out. So this is what we're going to do. Have an up, my friends.
Yeah!
Although you don't even have the time to come and join the scrum. I'm kidding. You don't have to do it. So here's what I'm going to do it up. I'm going to take back the power for just 1 second. I'm giving the match an up because I thought it was good. But when it comes to the finish, nice and simple. I'm going to say up. You want to give it an up. You make noise. Give it a second. I'm going to say down. Whatever gets the most noise, I've got amazing ears. I can tell. Not true. I'm deaf in the left one. But that's what we're going to do. So the finish. Was it good or was it bad? Was it lackluster or was it not? Does it get an up?
Yeah!
Does it get a down?
Yeah!
Well, I'm going to assume the boos mean no. So we get it up!
Yeah!
Listen, I really like it. Adam Cole, I think, is absolutely brilliant. Chris Jericho, I think, is one of the best wrestlers of all time. It was awesome. Which brought us to the match that where Phil and I... Give it up for Phil, by the way, behind the camera.
Phil! 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 Phil!
Phil! It brought us to Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal taking on FTR. And Phil... What? Why are we booing? Oh, so we hate Jeff Jarrett, okay. Here's the thing. Phil looked at me and I looked at Phil. And I was like, wait a minute. Every single match so far has had shenanigans in it. And then we got to the end, because we knew what Anarchy in the Arena was going to be. And we were like, every single match had shenanigans in it. But nothing had more shenanigans in it than the AEW tag title match. I thought this was hilarious. At one point, the referee was down, so Aubrey comes out, Karen Jarrett smacks her with a guitar, people were being smacked in the balls. At one point, Jeff Jarrett did his strut and everybody went crazy, and there was an amazing near fall in this. After Jeff Jarrett had clonked every...
Scissor me, bro.
All right, hang on a sec. Yeah. Once again, context in wrestling is nobody's friend. I promise. When we're done, I'll scissor every single damn one of you.
Yeah!
Let's
go.
So my girlfriend will watch this. It ain't a sexual thing, all right? Don't worry.
Yeah!
Although what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah!
Anyway, look, there was an amazing near fall in this. Someone just said herpes. Have you got herpes? It just means you've had a good time. It means you've had a good time. Have you watched this show? We can't have a herpes chant. There could be kids watching. Go to your doctor, get your herpes sorted. Anyway, look. Yes, Master Simon.
Doctor Simon.
Doctor, no, trust me, no. No. Dude, look at the job I do. My mum and dad are so confused. Sometimes they're out with friends, they ring me up, they go, what do you do again? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I'm an idiot on the internet. Point is this, there was an amazing near fall of this where I actually thought Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal were going to win.
Yeah.
They did, an FTR comeback, they get the 1-2-3. I just thought it was fun. I was having a great time, I was laughing my ass off. We're giving it an up, right?
Yes,
we're giving it an up. Giving it an up.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Which brings us to... What? We got a move! We're on the move! I feel like I should tell an anecdote. I don't have any anecdotes.
Wait a minute, my AEW t-shirt's vanished.
Oh!
Save it!
Oh, you hit. Give it up for this guy. Give it. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. He's a good guy, too. We've hung out before. This is going to be the longest ups and downs ever.
giving it up for the man that lost his legs. This brings me to my personal favourite part of the evening, and this is when I am going to bring you all into this. Around this time on the show, somebody shouted my name. I look when people shout my name, usually because I think I'm going to get in trouble. And it was someone that had a Simon give me an up sign. Now, these signs, was it you? You absolute heroes. Oh, there you are. Right, bring it in. Come in here. Because honestly, look, I know loads of you have got them, and I know you do this week in, week out. But given that you're here live in person, and given that instead of me on television going, please don't miss any because people get upset, I just want to say thank you to you and every single person here. I ain't just saying it. It genuinely, it blows my brain every single time. What's your name?
Roxy.
Roxy, thank you so much. Give Roxy a golden up. I give all these people a golden up. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Simon gets an up.
Don't do it. You're too lovely. Thank you. You honestly give me life, as dumb as that sounds. And you make me feel like running around like an idiot for the last 7 years hasn't been a waste of time. So thank you. We then go backstage. We have Ricky Starks. He gets beaten up by Bullet Club Gold again. Which brings up the question, who is... Well, he got saved by FTR, right? Yeah. So now we have FTR and we have Ricky Starks against Bullet Club Gold, but only two of them. So make some noise. Who's the third member? Who joins Bullet Club Gold?
Simon Miller!
I'll take Farley. The answer is Repo Man. Give it up for Repo Man!
Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man! Repo Man!
Honestly, all my dreams have come true. Whoever thought we'd get a Repo Man chant in 2023 at a show where Repo Man has never appeared, ever, and never will appear. I love you, Barry Darso, you're my hero. Right, we then got to the ladder match, Wardlow versus Christian. I'm sorry, it's getting an up. I'm taking back the power again. I have met Mr. Wardlow. He is a big old beast. Yeah. And anyone that is going to climb up to a ladder and do a senton on an even bigger man through two tables, I was terrified. I turned into his mother during this. I was like, what are you doing, Ward? You got to stop it. Now, didn't need to be a ladder match, not particularly, but I thought it was so much fun. I think Christian is terrific. I think he's an absolute damn hero. And Arn Anderson, what the flub was that? Think about that, right? We all know what wrestling is. Right, we can break down the fourth wall. It means in the back, Arn Anderson came in and went, I got an idea. I'll bite your hand till it bleeds. Sure, who knew dinosaurs bled? I don't know. Anyway, I thought this was really, really good. I think now we have to do Wardlow Luchasaurus for the TNT title. Wardlow should win that, but then who's his next big program? We don't know, but there were a lot of Christian chants. I do have to say, there were a lot of Christian chants, but I think that Wardlow, turn him on. Oh, the turtleneck, the turtleneck. Turtleneck. And he got a turtleneck chant too. Christian Cage, you're all right, you're getting up. Now, this is a very interesting one. Tony Storm versus Jamie Hayter for the Women's Championship. Wait. Does everybody know the story? No, there's a story. So Jamie Hayter is definitely... It comes from credible sources, as opposed to that one guy on the internet says, I don't know what's happening. She is definitely injured. And I don't think she was... I don't think... Get well soon, absolutely. Absolutely. Positive thoughts to Jamie Hayter. But I don't think, really, she should have competed in this. I think her shoulder is pretty messed up for real. So the fact that she went out there, once again, we came up with some shenanigans. We could have just given the belt to Toni Storm, but we didn't want to do that. So look, was it what it could have been? Of course not. Was it her absolute nonsense? Yes. Did it break down into sports entertainment? Absolutely. But you know, as a wrestler myself, I know, put yourself over, brother. But as a wrestler myself, I know how hard it is to do that kind of a thing and to do it on a stage as big as this. Look at that T-Mobile Arena. It's like a UFO. It's absolutely crazy. So to do it in front of that many people and in front of an audience that, you know, they can turn on a dime. That's what they can do, as you're more than allowed to do. I'm going to give it an up, but I'll put the power in your hands again, up or down. Just make the noise. Wow. We're torn. Now, look, it is a positive Pete show. But do you know what I like more than being a Positive Pete secretly? Chaos. I like causing chaos. It's not my fault, dudes. It's getting down. What's it? But Phil, also sneak a little up on there, okay? Sneak a little up on there.
Huh? Your idea was better.
My idea, what was my... Yeah. Oh, yeah, just unite... Well, no, it wasn't. Title. I agree, but what they did do... Boy, we're going to get there, dude. Yeah. Look, we then got to the House of Black Open Challenge. Oh, my days. I'm just going to run... I'm going to run through all the cool things. The House of Black entrance will make you feel all, like, goosebumpy in your body. Like you're having a good time. It stimulates you. But even better, the Acclaim then come out, get a mega pop. It was ridiculous. Max Caster's rap had me laughing my ass off.
Dominic.
And better than all of this, not only did we get a Dominic reference, we got a Dominic Mysterio chant in an AEW arena. If I had told you that back in 2020, I'd have been murdered. I wouldn't even hear right now, and the judge would have heard the evidence and everyone would have been let off. Dominic Mysterio, you probably don't watch these videos. Why would you? You're the flubbing man, dude. And I love you so much. Anyway, I'm all right. I'm 7 out of 10, they say. What I really liked about this match is that Billy Gunn gets the hot tag. He goes crazy. Does a crazy famouser onto Buddy Matthews. But then he gets, what do you get spanked with? Oh, the black mask, whatever we call it these days. And that's perfect. The Acclaim didn't lose. I know he's part of the Acclaim, right? But Daddy Ass taking the pin. You don't want to take the belt off House of Black. You want to make sure the Acclaim have some momentum. Some part of me, every single part of me, doesn't think they should have lost the tag team titles to begin with. Because they're absolutely wonderful. But it's fine. FTR are brilliant too. Now, I would give this an up. Do we concur?
Yeah!
Yeah, we do. Video's going to be 52 minutes long. It's going to be great. Dan, you're right, you will. Damn right. You monetized that video. Which brought us to, right, golden up privileges have just been instigated, okay? Because it was Jade Cargill versus Ty Valkyrie. Now, two things I loved about this. I wrote it down. I had to come up with a new one because it can't be big men slapping man meat. So I wrote down huge women whacking woman slabs. That's what I've got through. We'll get there. We'll get there. So I enjoyed this match because they just ran into each other. But the coolest thing about it is that when Taya hit the road to Valhalla, man, I bought that ship hook, line, and sinker. I think I would have liked it if she had also kicked out of Jaded, then we'd done another one. But it didn't matter because what was coming. We get the Jaded, 1, 2, 3. I am giving that an up. But then, oh my gosh, Mark Sterling gets in the ring. He says she's just reached 60-0. They'll challenge anyone, anytime, anywhere. Chris Statlander's music hits. Amazingly, we did the match right here, right now. She hit that tombstone. Listen, man, I'm not going to lie. When I come to wrestling shows, I guess one of the curses of ups and downs is I have to sit there. I have to make a lot of notes. Sometimes you can't be as invested as you want to be because you want to make sure you get everything. I like to think about the show first and foremost. You don't want to miss anything. Not particularly on these videos because it's absolute carnage. However, I lost my shit, man. This was absolutely, absolutely brilliant. The fact that she not only came back, not only is she the TBS champion, but she defeated Jade Cargill's streak. Yeah. Look, I understand this streak has been a little bit hit and miss in times. It's been a bit directionless. But
60-1.
To take all of this and give it to Chris Statlander that soon, listen, I'm giving it a golden up, but I have given, where am I? I have given you golden up. We're giving it a golden up.
Golden up.
Golden up.
Golden up. Golden up!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a man. We gotta move! We gotta move. We're moving. Don't arrest us, police officer. I'm an innocent British man.
They can't arrest us all.
Don't they? They will do. They'll do it. They'll do it, brother. What I think has actually happened, I'll adjust the camera here, is I think people have actually cottoned on to what we're doing. This never used to happen. We used to be left alone. However, the more people we get, and the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh! I was looking for him. I said I was gonna come back.
Okay.
Let him do it.
Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa.
Okay, I gotta go.
Thunder Rosa.
No, Thunder. Give it up for Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
Honestly.
She gets it up. She gets it up. She gets it up.
She gets it up. She gets it up.
Keep chanting for Thunder Rosa. She's been very nice to me, that lady. Give her a Thunder Rosa chant. Go on.
Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa.
She's a good person. We're going to go past the statue, the weird naked statue. I'm now looking at its ass.
It's Vegas, man. It doesn't have to make sense.
We have to be quick because the man was very kind, and I appreciate kindness. Someone's taking a picture of Phil's crotch. That's weird. I get it. I take pictures of Phil's crotch all the time. No, we don't have time for random chants. So what we're going to do is this. Remember, the golden up privileges, whatever I called it, are still in. All I'm going to do is this. The Four Pillars AEW World Title match is next. It is the best four-way I've ever seen live in my entire life. It is so good. MJF, Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, and Darby Allin, I think you're tremendous professional wrestlers. You put on an absolute clinic. How the hell you remembered that, I do not know. All the little story beats you put in there. I think we have set up a heel turn for Jungle Boy. He's going to use the belt, but he didn't. What was the ending that was so damn good, too? I can't even remember. Oh, MJF puts the title on Jungle Boy. Darby Allin does the coffin drop. Whoever he put it on, Sammy Guevara, I don't even care anymore. And then he does the headlock takeover. Maxwell Jacob Friedman retains his championship. I think...
MJF, splits opinion.
Now, look, here is my big question. The rule is we only give one golden up, right? Yeah. I would be tempted to give this a golden up. Do we agree? That was weird. I'm sorry. I'm giving it a golden up. I loved it. I thought it was great. Which brought us, you know, this is what I'm going to do, but I got my notes on my phone. We get to the main event. It's pointless. We got to Anarchy in the Arena. I have never seen anything like this in my entire days. Wild Thing paid for about 742 years. We had a fork. We had barbed wire. We had glass. We had a tombstone pile, no, a pile driver in a car. This exploding shoes. This is the point. If I've never watched wrestling before and someone says, oh, hello, Simon, would you like to come and see Anarchy in the Arena? I've got an idea of what I want it to be. This was Anarchy in the Arena. Everyone involved in this, the Elite, the BCC, I think you transcend professional wrestling. That's why I'm being cheesy as shit right now. You're so damn good at what you do. You're tremendous professional wrestlers. And the best thing about it is it ended with a twist. Don Callis gets in there. Kenny Omega looks at him. He looks at Kenny Omega. They think about kissing. But before they're able to kiss, somebody comes in like a, I don't know, a balaclava, whatever you want to call it. And it's Takeshita. He has been totally, I guess, he has been completely indoctrinated. He's coming, don't worry. He has been completely indoctrinated. He has joined. We didn't even join the BCC. He screws Kenny Omega over. What was even the finish? Moxie just pinned him, right? Yeah. He got screwdriving and he pinned him. Wheeler Yuta. That's why I loved it. Kenny Omega gets pinned. He needs more friends. Who's his best friend? Kota Ibushi. Wheeler Yuta gets the pin because we're trying to build up Wheeler Yuta. And this is where my whole system breaks down. I will change this if you all make noise. I'm giving it three golden ups. Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here is the deal. So many people were tweeting me at Simon316 saying, oh, it sounds so quiet on TV. I made the horrific mistake of tweeting out going, actually, in the building, it's really live. And you know what that means? I get the usual tweet. Oh, he's on the payroll. Oh, here comes Tony Khan with his money. I guarantee you, Vince McMahon, Tony Khan, Triple H, doesn't matter. Nobody rings me up on a Tuesday or a Thursday whenever and goes, Simon, I want you giving up for this and a down for that. Oh, they're really, really rich, busy people. They don't care about the bald a-hole, and I totally understand. But here is the deal. Those three matches we've talked about in the building watching it, it filled me with joy, man, and it filled me with entertainment, and that is what wrestling is all about, and that's why I'm happy to break my rule. Now, here is the deal. That man has been nice. He's looking at me, as he should do. I just want to let everyone here know, if you want to say hello, if you want to get a picture, I ain't going nowhere. So I'll say hello to every single one of you, but more important than that, because I do get to talk to you directly as my voice gets faster and faster because I can see him. I do appreciate him. I don't get to do this. I get to do it like twice a year, right? Max, I want to say thank you very much. I appreciate you. You're wonderful human beings.
Thank you, Simon.
I don't know.
Thank you, Simon.
I don't know what I.
Phil, Phil,
Honestly, honestly, Phil thinks it too. We all think it. Hamflet and Sidgwick right now are in the press conference, so that is going to be hilarious. But we all genuinely think it. So given that I get to say to the people out there and everybody here, this is where we will end the video. But thank you so much. I genuinely, look, it's life, right? We're just tied to ups and downs. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Not in a bad way. But then you come out here and these kind of memories will stay with me on a random Wednesday when maybe I'm having a little bit of a difficult day. It's amazing. What do? I run around, I wave my finger around. That ain't nothing. You guys are what give it this incredible platform. So I've been cheesy enough. I say thank you very much. Like, share, subscribe. Huh? We're going to end with a scissor. You take care of yourself. We'll take care. We'll see you soon. We'll see you soon. Take care, my friends. All right. All right. Keep it going!
Oh,
keep
scissor
it going!
Simon! Oh, scissor me, Simon! Oh, scissor me, Simon! Oh, scissor me, Simon!
My dad will definitely see it. We're out. We're out. We're done. You take care.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.